Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Moonlit musings from mums, madams, ooh, and meat packers.
Never mind, I must have misheard.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
The station's brilliant.
On Talk Radio.
So Weezer, the pop group, the American pop group, the rockers, the rock and rollers, the popsters, the singers, the musicians, the group, the Buddy Holly fanatics, the people that had a hit, then split up so they could go back to college to study, then got back together again. Listen to this show. They listen to this show. And we have official confirmation. So hello, Weezers. They listen to this show. I'd like to start a Weezer tribute band, but we do slightly camp, fey, small versions of their songs.
We'll call ourselves Teasers.
Incorrect answer.
Oh.
Tweezers. We'd be a little bit twee.
Okay.
There we go. It's better than yours because I'm the brains of this organisation.
Well,
anyway,
say that.
They listen to this show, guys, and we know that for a fact. Not because we've had official direct communication with the pop group Weezer themselves, but because today, Weezer dropped Africa. It was their turn to look after it. Thanks very much. No, they released a version of Africa, and they must have been listening last night and gone, geez, the zeitgeist. This guy has got his finger on the pulse of the zeitgeist. And we really need to get a piece of this pizza pie. So they recorded it in a record session of... it took 4.5 minutes to record. And they released it today and they dedicated it to the Late Night Alternative with myself and this lady here, Catherine Boyle.
Me.
There we go. And you can listen to us weeknights from 10 on the usual...
You know that because you're listening now.
Well, yeah, exactly. And if you're not listening, you can kiss my chuddies. So, Roseanne. Hey, they did a song called Roseanne.
Rosanna,
Toto.
Yeah. Rosanna.
Get me a list of every song Toto's ever done. I'm wondering...
I'm on it, boss.
I'm wondering if they are the soothsayers that this generation has been lacking. Are Toto this generation's Nostradamus? Let's find out. Let's put this to the test.
Do you want all their songs or the top 10?
Let's start with the top 10.
Okay, here we go.
Let's see if it ties in with what's going on. Toto, Zeitgeist. Did they do an album called Zeitgeist?
Africa, number one.
Yep, we've done... Well, okay, Weezer have done Africa.
Hold the line. Love isn't always
on
time.
Hang on. Tom? Tom?
Hello?
Could you hold the line?
I can.
It's wow! Unbelievable!
Rosanna.
She's got the sack from television for being a massive racist.
Stop loving you. Don't know it.
Well, I'm getting divorced.
I'll be over you. You were just over me then until I pushed you off the desk.
If you weren't watching on YouTube, you missed a very sexy time dance.
Make believe.
Make believe that you're a decent producer. God!
Stranger in Town, which is what it's going to be like when I next see you across the street. Oh. I won't hold you back. I wish you wouldn't. I'll supply the love. Wow.
Wowzers. What is it? In the post-Me Too generation, it's not good to say those things.
No. Only the children, again, no.
So Rosanna Barr said that someone from the Obama administration, I don't know who, looked like a cross between the... I get this slightly wrong. The Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes. It was a black person, I believe. She called someone a Nazi, which always goes down well. And someone, a black person in the Obama administration, a person of colour, as they would say over there and over here sometimes, was a cross between someone from the Muslim... Is it the Muslim Brotherhood? Is that what they're called? Yeah. The bow-tie dudes?
No.
That's the Nation of Islam. No, it wasn't that. Muslim, she said... Have a look.
Let's find out exactly what she said so you don't stumble into yet another race row.
Oops. that's a great idea for a Viz cartoon, Ian the Inadvertent Racist, the Accidental Racist. And here's the thing. And so the TV series Roseanne, which got huge viewing figures, and it came back, obviously, and it's getting like 25 million viewers, has been dropped instantly. And the girl that plays Roseanne's daughter...
Darlene.
..is furious. She's furious.
Let's see what she said. About Valerie Jarrett, an Obama advisor between 2009 and 2017. She said, Jarrett looks as if the Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes had a baby.
Wow.
Oh.
Wowzers.
She's apologised for making a bad joke.
Yeah.
Thinking a bad thing and saying it.
The thing is, she is... there is a medical term. This is... I don't want to make light of it, because there is a medical term for what Roseanne has or is. She's Nutty McNutnuts. Completely and utterly Nutty McNutnuts. And she's often on Twitter supporting Trump, being quite right-wing, and being nuts. But... I hadn't seen the downright racism of her. And I never liked the show anyway, but that's a crazy way to go.
I hoped at the beginning, I hoped the pro-Trump thing was a joke. I thought she was going to flip it round, because sometimes that show could be quite thoughtful.
Yeah.
Not today.
No. Here's a question, genuine question, and Tom and Ray will come to you in a bit. Genuine question. Could they do Roseanne without Roseanne? I think they could.
Yeah, probably.
I think they could, because it's a strong... I don't like the show, but it's a strong cast. John Goodman is the head of the family. I mean, John Goodman is just... He's such a good actor. He is Name one bad film that John Goodman has done. Don't say King Ralph, because that's a great film. That is a great film. And it even... Even mediocre films. Here we go. Here's tonight's phone in 0344 499 1000. Can you name an actor, please, who, even if they appear in mediocre material, lift it to, at the very least, okay material? Mm. John Goodman. John Goodman always does, and Nick Nolte. Because there's a sense of danger about them. A sense of danger about Nolte. But just John Goodman is so damn good, man.
Hey.
You should be watching this show on YouTube, by the way, because there's lots of comic asides.
Robert Redford. Yeah.
What's he been in that's been mediocre?
He was in the new Pete's Dragon and he made it good.
Okay, I'll give you that. I'll give you that, because this is the new me.
Oh.
This is the new me.
That happen? Because it didn't happen 10 minutes ago.
That's when someone made an Ofcom complaint last week that might get upheld. That's when it happened, and I hope that Ofcom get to hear the tape of me learning from my mistakes and being contrite. I completely disagree with you, and I think you've just said something really dumb. But you know what? Because new me is going to go, fair play, Catherine. That's your opinion, and like an arsehole, everyone has an opinion. And I don't want to inspect arseholes and tear them apart.
Oh, God.
So I'm not going to inspect your opinion and tear that apart.
Wow, 30 minutes in.
I'm just going to... Like I'm leaving your arsehole.
Stop it.
To leave your opinion to fester.
God.
It stinks, but it's not my job to wipe it.
You're the one who has to keep taking yours to the doctor.
I have not...
It's got unsightly growths on it.
I'm going to the doctor tomorrow about my numb fingers.
Are you going to get your bum looked at while you're there?
Might as well.
I think there might be a connection.
And by the way, tonight's laughter is being supplied by Phyllis from Coronation Street.
Oh, perfect.
0344 499 1000. We've got an interesting show tonight. After 11, we're going to play the interview with Kirsten Ashby, who we've spoken about quite a bit on this show. She is the young lady who was brutally attacked by an absolute scumbag of a human being and set alight. This is her first ever interview. Her parents have spoken to some of the press, I think maybe a couple of papers. And of course, what happens now is you speak to one paper and all the other papers are now allowed to steal that interview and put it in their papers. Kirsten hasn't spoken to anybody. And I'm not saying that in a listen to us, we've got her first kind of way. I'm saying that this is kind of what is cool about this show, is that she trusted us enough to come and talk to us. And you won't have heard it. So it's not me, you know, trying to go, hey, guys, listen to... You won't have heard her story told by her. And it is remarkable, OK? It is quite upsetting. We don't dwell on the attack. It was horrific, and we talk about it, but we don't dwell on it. But some of you may find it upsetting. Some of you may find it triggering, and we're going to do it after 11, and we'll introduce it and you know, give you time to switch off, and if you're worried that it might be a little bit too upsetting. But the main thrust of the interview is hope. That's the main thrust of it. It's hope. It's about family. It's about love, and it's I just find her such an inspiring young woman, such an inspiring person. When you hear why she didn't flee from the situation, when you hear her telling this story, and there's no, I'm sure she has her moments, but there was certainly no, you know, no why me. Oh, there was none of that. And of course she has her moments. You know, she's been disfigured and is in a lot of pain. And she tells the story incredibly well. And you get to hear her parents, who are immensely proud of her. They're just a wonderful family. And there's also a Just Giving page. She's not doing this to plug the Just Giving page, but I will tweet it a couple of times throughout the show and put it on my Facebook page, just because they're hoping to move away from the area. And, you know, she is going to need treatment and all kinds of stuff for years and years to come. And she's got a kid, you know, so I'll put that out there. And if you want to pop a couple of quid in the hat, you'd be very welcome to. But that's not what it's about. So we've got that after 11. And I deliberately tonight have not brought in any newspapers. I've not looked at any newspapers. I've been playing around with a fiddly kind of retro game device that I can't quite get to work. But when it does work, Dreamcast on a handheld, PlayStation on a handheld. I was playing Mario 64 on the handheld. Oh, mate. So I've got nothing for tonight. Got nothing. Got a blank piece of paper. So call in with anything you want. 0344 499 1000. The only thing we've got so far to talk about really is actors that can raise a mediocre film to something decent. We've got Tom, we've got Ray, we've got Alistair, we've got Tony. They're all blokes. They're all blokes. So I don't know if any women would like to phone us up. Catherine, could you put out a call to womankind? 0344 499 1000.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
So we're about to go to Tom, who's we asked if he would hold for me. I think that was the and he's gone.
Oh,
what a
Tom!
What a slacker! What a slacker! Let's go to Tony instead. Good evening, Tony.
Hello, Ian.
Hello, Tony.
What a slacker he was.
Wasn't he a slacker?
He was.
Yes, he was. Still, this call's packed with energy and vitality, so that's good.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure whether to ask how are you?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Good. But I was wondering about your numb fingers.
Yes?
Because I've experienced the same thing.
Okay.
Which is predominantly produced by anxiety.
What?
Which, in the back muscles of in your back, is actually affects the tingling in your fingers.
Okay. So hang on, when you get anxious, you get tingly fingers.
No, it's, well, it's more anxiety, it builds up and then it produces a knot in your shoulder,
yeah,
which is actually affects tingling in the ends of your fingers.
Okay, that's not
just
what...
I thought it might just help you.
No, thank you. My GP will help me tomorrow as well. No, actually, Catherine, cancel the GP appointment. Tony sorted it. No, do you know what? It's not that. It's not that. I know exactly what it is, right? I know exactly how it's happened. It's not carpal tunnel. Okay. It's the other one, right? But I'll tell you what it is. Because this place I'm staying in, I don't. There's only one chair. It's like an office chair, and I don't really use it. So what I tend to do is I do everything on the bed.
Okay.
So I lie on the bed, and I lean on my left-hand side, and I'll play video games like that. What's that look for?
Nothing.
I play video games like that. I'll be surfing the net like that. I watch dirty movies, and I pleasure myself like that. But what it means is I could be in that position for hours.
Yeah, till your arm goes numb.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's your peripheral nerve.
So basically...
I've had that in my leg where...
Oh,
you know,
have you?
If you sit on the computer... Or say you crush your leg for too long on the right hand side of your leg, you've got a peripheral nerve.
Right.
And I got drop foot from that because I was sat too long working.
You got drop foot? What the hell is drop foot?
Drop foot is slap foot.
Hang on. Whoa! All right, dude. No need for that language. Okay. Well, what is slack foot?
Slap.
Ah. Foot. Okay. I'll try again. What is slap foot?
Slap.
Isn't that an album by James Taylor?
I wish it was. No, it at the time I had it, it was where when you walk, your foot slaps and you can't help it because your peripheral nerve and your leg has been trapped.
Wow.
So that is what you could have done in your arm.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay. Well, I've had it for 65 days, 62 days, 60 days. I've had it for over two months. So
okay.
It's not great. Rebecca.
Can I deal with you, Ian?
Yeah, go on.
You go to the doctor.
Yeah.
See what he says and see if what I've said tonight or anything that I've said tonight may be right.
It isn't. It isn't.
I'll phone you back in three. You know,
I know exactly what it is. I've told you. I know exactly what it is.
Okay.
And why it's happened. And it's like this is what I tell you. It's the ulnar nerve. You got carpal tunnel, and you've got the ulnar nerve, right? And carpal tunnel. Affects the thumb, Peter Pointer, the bird, and the left-hand side as you look at the palm of the ring finger. The ulnar nerve is the little finger and the right-hand side of the ring finger. And it's a finger and a half.
is just enough to kid your kids a treat. A finger and a half is just enough until it's time to eat. It's full of Cadbury's goodness and very small and sweet. Oh, a finger and a half is just enough to give your kids a treat. Steady, steady, steady. So, okay.
It's a nerve I've not heard of. So,
okay.
We're both on the nerves anyway, weren't
you? And you're getting on my. Thank you for that, Tony.
Thank you, Ian.
Ta-ta. Weird?
I think it was supposed to be helpful.
Okay, let's go.
And the heart was in the right place, from what I could diagnose.
He probably doesn't know where the heart is. Good evening, Dale.
Hello.
Hello, Dale.
Hello, sir.
Hello there.
Yeah, Ian, you like Toto, yeah?
I like Africa by Toto, yeah.
And you said that it was nearly the perfect song.
No, I didn't say that.
The other night you did.
No, I didn't say... No. I said it is the perfect song. Hang on, let's try something. Hang on, just wait there, Dale. Catherine, name a song better than Africa by Toto.
A song I wrote on iTunes.
Sorry? Dale's throwing in a song that he's written on iTunes.
Don't be silly. No.
You can't do it, can you? Sam, come on. This will be good. He likes Nickelback, this lad. Hello,
Ian.
Mate. Hang on a minute, Dale, please. This is important. Yeah. We're conducting scientific research. Sam, could you name a song better than Africa by Toto? It's impossible.
No.
It's impossible. Yeah. 03444991000. Dale, you mentioned that you had a song on iTunes.
Yeah, I've just put one on. It's the first time in my life. And it's called Sail Away Dale.
Wowzers.
I'm feeling a yes word or an S word coming on.
OK, well, let me just see. Let's get iTunes. Let me boot iTunes up. And we'll... Is your name really Dale?
Yes.
How do you spell it?
D-A-L-E.
What year were you born?
3rd of the 5th, 62.
OK. You've got a young man's voice. Sail Away. Oh, Jesus.
Dale Dennis.
Sorry?
Dennis, D-E-N-N-I-S. Sail Away Dale.
Right, are you just spelling names that begin with D now?
His name is Dale Dennis.
Oh, right. Sail
Away. Les Dennis.
Sail Away Dale. Hang on a minute. Catherine, you talk to him while I
think
you talk to him.
So tell me about the motivation behind this song. Where did the inspiration come from?
I wrote it. I was a piano. I was in Scandinavia, I think, and I wrote it one afternoon, bored, and I didn't play it. I didn't ever sing it until I was drunk in Holland one night.
Sounds like a good time.
And I said to my friends, this is a song I wrote.
Could they believe
it? Like it.
Right.
Well, do you know what? I'm putting 79 pence in your pocket. I think iTunes take about 35 of that pence.
I don't know.
And I'm downloading it. And we're going to play it. We do a little game here, Dale.
Yeah.
Called the Yes Word or the S Word. Are you aware of that game?
Yes.
So basically, we play a song by a listener. We normally do it after midnight, but maybe we'll do it now. We play a song by a listener, and people call in 0344 499 1000. We take the call straight to air, and they tell us if they think if the song is a yes word, i.e. a hit, or the S word, you know what the S word stands for?
Sail Away Dale.
Okay. Okay. I think we found our new Noel Taylor.
Another whiskey, Ian.
So, all right, well, you stay there, Dale. We're going to start playing the song, and then we're going to take calls straight to air, and people will just... And by the way, can I just say to the people again, it's a real impassioned plea. The reason we haven't done Yes Word or S...
Oh, dear.
Sorry.
The reason we haven't done the Yes Word or the S Word for a while is because we got in a lot of trouble last time, because a lot of people phoned up and actually said S-H-1-T. They said the swear word. So please... No swearing at all, guys. We got it so close to getting this show taken off the air. So please, I'm begging you. I'm begging, please. Right, Dale, you stay there. We'll come back to you afterwards. 03444991000. The yes word or the S word? Here's Sail Away Dale by Dale Dennis. Oh, 03444991000. So slight reggae tip there.
Just crazy, why do you need that suntan? The answer is you live in a sunny land. It's fun.
In that black suit and will be like me. I live in a beat of bag. You wanna look fine, don't you wanna be?
0344-499-1000. Come on, climb upon my ship. Don't you feel the pressures on? Let's go to Ray. Ray, is this an S word or a yes word?
It's probably Leon Roliad.
Okay, that's faint praise. Line one, yes word or S word?
Bugger shy.
Don't please. We said no swearing, guys. Please. Goodness. Line three, yes word or S word?
Oh, my God, this is so crap.
Thank you very much indeed. Line four, yes word or S word?
Oh, Ian, you've finally reached the top of Shite Hill with this one.
Will you watch the language? Watch the language, guys. Please, please, can we just watch the language? Line five, yes word or S word?
S-H-1-T.
OK, thank you, thank you, thank you. Line six, yes word or S word?
Hello, mate. S word for Greg Smith.
Okay, I'm enjoying this. Line six, yes word or S word?
Is that blap or crap?
Okay, thank you. That's. I think everyone's being very harsh. I quite like this. Line one, yes word or S word?
Ooh, S.
Why? I think it's quite good.
Oh.
Okay. Line four, yes word or S word?
He's got nothing on Bob Marley.
Okay, he's got nothing on Bob Marley, okay. What do you think to Sail Away Dale by Dale Dennis, line one?
Yes word.
The yes word?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Oh, well done, well done. Hello, line one, yes word or S word?
It sounds like a really bad TV show theme for a kid's show. It's a massive S from me.
Oh, mate, let's try line three. Line three, yes word or S word?
S word, mate.
That's a bit harsh. Line one, yes word or S word? Will you stop? Yeah. No. Line four, yes word or S word?
555H1T.
Okay, well that's a little bit harsh, but those are the judges. Hang on a second, line one, yes word or S word?
Well, it's absolutely rubbish. I mean, bring back Chaz and Dave, yeah.
Thank you. They're harsh. We'll go to Dale. I mean, okay. Here's the upside. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was very catchy, very sing along. Oh, sail away, Dale, sail away. I thought it was great.
You've got to find yourself another sunny day.
Oh, it's a great... Is that the first song you've ever written?
It was one of the first, yeah. I've written better.
Well, I please don't take it. Good. In that case, good. Put more out, man. Seriously, Dale, I enjoyed that. I thought it was well produced, and I think you should do more.
All right. A little story about me. I am no one from nowhere. Ian, how can I get an album that I wrote to you?
You can. What do you mean? You can email it to me or post it to me?
Can I post it to you?
You can post it to me. Certainly, you can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you listen to it?
That I cannot guarantee.
Okay.
But do you know what? Because I don't listen to the tosh that gets sent to me normally, but because it's you, Dale, do you know what? Yeah. And maybe we'll play a track each night.
That would be good.
All right, man.
It's going to be called Nocturnal.
Yes.
And I wrote all 10 songs.
Good for you. The song, if you want to buy it, guys, is Sail Away Dale by Dale Dennis, and it's on iTunes now. It's only 79 pence.
You're a good guy. Thank you very much, Ian.
You're a good guy, Dale. Thank you, brother. 0344-499-1000 is the telephone number. I don't want to discourage people from being creative. I genuinely quite enjoyed that. I thought it was a very... Oh, sail away, Dale. Oh, sail away, sail away. Got to find another sunny day. Oh, sail away.
If I could be a little constructive with my criticism.
Yes. You heard it when you were out there talking to Sam.
Of course
Sam,
I did. Yeah, I'm always on.
Okay.
I think putting your own name in a song is risky. as it will limit the appeal.
Here we go. Songs.
Well, you're talking to yourself.
Well, you've got songs that have got your own name in or a name of a member of the band.
Okay.
Right. There's a famous.
The Manfreds.
No, not bands. Not bands, actual band members.
Okay.
Beatles did it a few times.
All right, so Creek Alley, is it called?
Creek Alley, yeah, definitely by the Mamas and Papas. The Beatles did it a few times. Here's another clue for you all. The Walrus was Paul. They did that a few times. There's a great one, right? The Beach Boys, troubled with mental illness and drug addiction. And for many, many years, about 6-7 years, they pretended to get record contracts. They pretended that Brian Wilson was still an active member of the band. Well, actually, he wasn't. It's an oversimplification, but. And then on their 15th anniversary, 1976, I guess it was, they released an album called 15 Big Ones. And it was the first album supposedly produced by Brian Wilson in 10 years, 8 years, 9 years. And so they wrote a song called Brian's Back. Have a listen to this. This is great stuff.
Age gambler sitting in a rambler, listening to the radio, and then standing in the grandstand, following the game plan, watching life's plays unfold. You fell in love with the pretty cheerleader. I even married one.
What were you doing, guys?
Coming up with fun, fun, fun.
Fun, fun, fun.
They say that Brian's back.
Well, I've known him for so long. They say Brian is back. Well, I never knew that he was gone.
Brian wasn't back. He was a mess on heroin and cocaine and mental illness.
Was he in bed?
He got out of bed for that. I mean, I love that song, Brian is Back. No one else does. Let's go to Ray. Good evening, Raymondo.
Good evening. On that very topic, Queen, they did The Invisible Man, which names all the members.
Oh, it does, yeah. And The Invisible Man. That's my favourite song by Queen.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a great song, that.
And on the subject of Toto, one of their songs ended up in a dance record.
Prove it.
I'll play you a bit. That song.
Oh, yeah.
Originally called I Won't Hold You Back.
Oh, well, I don't...
I won't hold your back, or I won't hold you back.
You back.
Right.
Cat's going for the cheap laughs tonight.
It was only a minor hit in 83.
Yeah, those minor hits in 83. They get me horny.
Oh, my God.
What was that song? You remember there was a song that went, I'm horny. Horny, horny, yeah. Horny.
Moose tea.
I'm horny, horny, horny. That was in the charts.
I heard it on the radio the other night.
That was in the charts.
But they've taken the bit off that goes, I'm horny all night long. I'm hot all night long. Gosh, that's not a sustainable lifestyle, is it?
No, it isn't. But some people suffer from that. Mm-hmm. And for that, I say, make sure you buy the double packs of batteries. It really is a filthy... And kids will be going along, I'm horny, 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 horny.
And the other one that upset people was Sex on the Beach, around the same time.
I want to have sex on the beach.
A very popular cocktail.
I couldn't...
A no, before you ask, no.
No. What other explicitly sexy songs are there about actually doing it?
Oh, I want to sex you up. Colour me bad.
Okay. All of them are about sex. As my boy said the other day, Daddy, why are so many songs about love? And I said, 'cause it's the most powerful, joyful, creative and destructive force in the world. Never fall in love, guys. It will only bring you to your knees. Daddy is in a bedsit because of the L word. So that's my advice to my children. I don't know how appropriate it is. We'll find out in about 40 years' time when I'm dead and they're paying therapists. Raymondo, thank you very much indeed. 03444991000. We got Sam. We got Alistair. We got... What's that song? We got...
A little bit of Monica in my life.
No, no, no.
What?
We got...
Go on.
Do you know what I'm trying to sing, Sam?
Take another run-up.
We got... What am I trying to sing, dear listener? We got... Oh, God, well, that's the next 20 minutes sorted.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.